It was an attack on a congresswoman by a young man described by the sheriff as unhinged.
When she was out doing her job as a member of Congress, some deranged degenerate shot her down. And I will tell you that I think that's an attack not only on freedom and the country itself, it's an attack on humanity.
That's Congressman Trent Franks on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the wounded Gabrielle Giffords. An attack on freedom, on the country? Does it matter what the shooter's political views are?
The only person not speculating about his motives is the shooter himself, grappling with the meaning of tragedy. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 10th, when the world, the country is still in a bit of shock over the news.
I think, you know, there's both a ritual to these shootings and a level of shock and outrage that we revisit every time one of these things happens.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It's Check the Morning's top news, where, of course, the 22-year-old college dropout who has been charged with attempting to assassinate Representative Gabrielle Giffords is the top news story this morning. A shooting spree on Saturday morning killed six people in Tucson, Arizona. It left 14 people injured. Jared Loeffner is the 22-year-old's name. He's charged with five federal counts. FBI agents say a note in Loeffner's home read, quote, "I planned ahead." The Arizona congresswoman's name was also in the possessions that were checked by FBI agents. A prayer service was held Sunday night at Giffords Synagogue. She remains in critical condition on a ventilator after a bullet passed through her brain. Tucson Mayor Bob Walkup joined an impromptu gathering outside the University of Arizona Medical Center. He spoke to NBC.
You cannot do your job unless you're out with the people. And she was, and is, and is expected to continue to be one of the best there is. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Giffords, and I represent you.
Giffords' doctors are cautiously optimistic this morning. Dr. Michael LaMole, neurosurgery chief at the University of Arizona Medical Center, says Giffords has been able to squeeze her hand when prompted by doctors.
One thing I want to emphasize here is we take those kind of simple commands for granted, but they imply a very high level of functioning in the brain.
A lot of solidarity in Congress this morning. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz tells NBC News she's hopeful for her friend's recovery.
You know, by every indication, the fighter that Gabby Giffords is showing full strength.
As is standard of care in injuries like this, Giffords' doctors have temporarily removed half of her skull to prevent damage to the brain from swelling.
President Obama has called for a nationwide moment of silence in honor of the shooting victims. It'll happen at 11 a.m. Eastern today. House Speaker John Boehner says despite the reminder of risk, Congress must press on.
This inhuman act should not and will not deter us from our calling to represent our constituents and to fulfill our oaths of office.
But the House has suspended this week's schedule, including that vote to repeal the Health Care Act.
Voters in southern Sudan stood in long lines for a second day to cast ballots on a referendum that could split the country in two. At least 23 people have died in reported, not confirmed, clashes with Arab nomads near Sudan's north-south border. But U.S. Ambassador Barry Walkle tells our partner, the BBC, violence has not been widespread.
We want a stable southern Sudan. We want a stable northern Sudan. So a peaceful referendum is crucial. And that's what we've been getting so far.
All the latest from Sudan from Noel King reporting from the southern city of Juba.
Checking in on the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are down as well. The Dow is going to start at 11,647. The S&P will open up at 1,271. The Nasdaq at 2703. Later on in this hour, we'll check in with historian Douglas Brinkley. He's going to have a kind of a historical look back at the history of American radicalism and violence in politics. And we'll have the very latest news from the investigation on this weekend's shootings in Arizona.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.